But first, joining us on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys to discuss a very disappointing 34-30 loss to the Lions at the Death Star. The greatest collapse in Cowboys history. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Well, it was a good ride. I'm selling the team.
Wow. Selling the team?
Hey, it's not all bad. At least I got 3 Super Bowls and a new face out of it, so I'm working on the MLS listing for the Death Star right now.
Oh, no, but that's your pride and joy.
I don't care anymore. It's over. Help me out here. New construction, 0 bedrooms, 1,700 bathrooms, and the property features the stench of failure in the family room.
Yeah, that's a tough one yesterday, Jerry.
I'm very, very, very depressed. We choked harder than Sarah Palin did on Glenn Rice back in the 80s.
Oh, my gosh.
And before the game, we were pumped. We were confident. Jason, Garrett Topp, he gave an inspiring speech that none of the players understood because most of the words contain more than one syllable, but it seemed very inspiring. Now, you contrast that with Rob Ryan to inspire the defense before the game.
Uh-huh.
In the locker room, Rob Ryan bit the head off a live bat. But unlike Ozzie, he didn't spit it out. He just went ahead and ate it.
Oh, my gosh.
He then unhinged his jaw on a steak, farted, and watched porn. That's kind of what Rob Ryan does. But the first half of the game was good. Mm-hmm. I was very pleased with that. But unfortunately, I bet on the whole game.
Right.
Not just the first half. So I lost my Mercedes and my Velvet Elvis art collection and some other things very dear to me.
You're not supposed to be betting.
Oh, was that against the rules?
Yes, yeah. You're an owner in GM. You're not supposed to be doing that.
3 words. Bobby effing Carpenter. Come on.
Yeah. How about that?
I'm fairly certain that's the only time Bobby Carpenter scored and Rohypnol wasn't involved.
Oh, my gosh. Jerry.
And I think there was something fishy about that interception.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was wondering if that was Bobby finally getting his groomsman's gift.
Never thought of that.
And after the second interception, I was absolutely beside myself.
Mm-hmm.
Then I noticed I was just standing next to a mirror. So
that explains it.
I was only in one place, but I was mad.
Yeah, I bet.
Hell, we were trying to give it away more than a 30-year-old virgin.
Oh, gosh. Well, what do you have to say about Tony Romo this morning? I know you're a big defender of his, but my gosh, 3 picks?
Well, he sucks.
That's what you have to say about it?
Yes, I've been trying to avoid saying that, but I can be candid, very candid with you guys. And I'm not smiling when I say that. I'm being very candid. He sucks.
Boy, that's going to make headlines. Jerry Jones says Romo sucks.
Yeah, that will be a big headline.
Yeah, I put it in 33-inch headlines. After the second one, that second interception, I was so mad my hairpiece shot into the stands and went right into Mrs. Price's mouth.
Oh, man, what a terrible incident.
So that shut her up for at least a few seconds.
I bet those around her were happy.
And then Dave Campo wouldn't leave well enough alone, so he went and stuck his fist down her throat and pulled it out. He tosses it back up to me, and it looked like a hairball that come out of a cat, but I put it back on and just sat there
dumbfounded.
I don't know if y'all heard this, but after the game, Romo was so frustrated he came over to the sidelines and he threw his helmet. Mm. And unfortunately that was intercepted and returned for a touchdown. One bit of good news in Cowboy land.
Mm-hmm.
I finally sold the naming rights to the stadium.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Unfortunately, it was to the same guy who named Rick Perry's hunting camp, so I don't know how I'm going to manage this. Good morning.
All right, there's an irate Jerry Jones.